Gisborne. Before the Wellington camp, we visited Gisborne and spent several weeks in labour there. The prejudice against Seventh-day Adventists was very strong in this place. Brother and Sister Wilson were with us, and we decided to work in a new line in order to reach the people. After some counsel together, we planned to hold our meetings in the open air. We secured grounds close to and connected with the post office. There was timber on the ground, and a nice stand and extensive platform was erected. Seats without backs were arranged to accommodate a large number, and in addition to accommodate a large number, and in addition to these, we brought a dozen comfortable ones from the church. We issued handbills and advertised in the papers, as well as sending a handbill with each paper. At the first meeting, we had favourable weather, and the congregation was an excellent one. Quite a crowd stood on the outskirts of the enclosed paddock. It was surprised to them. 529b. To ears that would hear. Some of the hearers were very enthusiastic over the matter, and declared this by far the best gospel temperance sermon that they had ever heard. We pronounced this meeting a success, and decided that we would have a similar meeting the next Sunday afternoon. The following week, although the sky was cloudy and threatened rain, we had more listeners than before. There was present a large number of young men who listened with deep interest. I continued the subject of temperance. This was a special time for the presentation of this subject. There had been a 2 days horse race and a cattle show. This show had been talked of for weeks and had drawn a great many people to the place. We had feared that this excitement would prevent us from having a good hearing. It proved an opportunity for me to speak to many whom I would not otherwise have had the chance to speak. One young boy wept like a child as I read an article of how a youth of 17 was enticed into a liquor saloon and drank his first glass of liquor. It did what it will always do, maddened the brain of the lad. After taking the drink, the youth remembered nothing further of what transpired. A quarrel took place in the saloon, and afterwards in the lad's hand was found a knife that had taken the life of a human being. He was charged with murder and was sentenced to 5 years imprisonment. It was a touching article and brought tears to the eyes of many, both young and old. I made this an occasion to point the hearers to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. The results of this work we could not see, but I prayed that the seed sown might be watered by the Heavenly Father, who alone could give the increase. One thing we learned, that we could gather the people in the open air. There were some who would attend the meetings if held in the theatre, while many would not enter such a place on Sunday. But large numbers, not the rabble, but intelligent, noble-looking people, would attend an open-air meeting, and we might speak as plainly as we chose. Quite a number of the Salvation Army were present on these occasions. They can learn that meetings can be held in the open air without the drum, without the jumping and the gesticulations that create a laugh and rob the service of God of its solemnity. Our meetings were very orderly, and we know that much prejudice was swept away. A different impression than had hitherto prevailed was left on minds in regards to Seventh-day Adventists. The contributions we received at these meetings more than paid for the expense of the land and the advertising.